The head of emergencies at the WHO says its best estimates indicate roughly 1 in 10 people across the world may have been infected with coronavirus. That would add up to 760 million cases, far outstripping the 35 million confirmed infections currently recorded by the WHO and Johns Hopkins University. But either way, those figures mean the vast majority of the world's population remains at risk. Dr. Michael Ryan from the WHO said surges are currently being seen in Asia, Europe and the Eastern Mediterranean, but he did say that there is now a more positive situation in Africa and the Western Pacific. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.